This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
From the Uh-Oh file, a Minnesota woman in her 80s is now living with stage 5 kidney disease after a surgeon allegedly removed her kidney during what was supposed to be a routine spleen removal procedure. Wendy Rappaport.
Is this one of those doctors that doesn't have a license to be a doctor?
I don't think so, because
it's a legit hospital.
Wendy Rappaport,
the spleen
of Plymouth, Minnesota, went to Abbott Northwestern Hospital in March of 22 for treatment of a spleen condition. However, the surgery took an unexpected turn when the surgeon removed her left kidney instead of her spleen. Says her attorney, the wrong organ was removed. This never should have happened. We hope that, I'm not going to say the name of the doctor. I don't know how to pronounce it. Takes responsibility for this negligence, or this might be the company that owns the hospital.
Yeah.
Takes responsibility for this negligence instead of blaming the victim. Yeah. Referring to the health system that runs Abbott Northwestern.
Dang.
Can you imagine?
No.
Stage 5 kidney disease, by the way, is the most advanced stage, at which point the kidneys are close to failure or have completely failed.
She is suing the doctor and the hospital for the medical mistake.
And this poor 80-year-old woman has to go in for regular dialysis, of course, because she's got stage 5 kidney disease. Now, if you check out this story, it says the lawsuit is seeking monetary damages exceeding $50,000.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
It isn't, but that's not uncommon for a lawsuit to say that. Like, I think in Kansas, if you're seeking, $10 million in damages, in the lawsuit, you just say plaintiff is seeking damages in excess of $75,000.
Interesting.
I think that's what it is in the state of Kansas. You have to state a minimum because you don't want to say, they took out my kidney and not my spleen, and I want $2 million mm-hmm. when the hospital would have settled for more or a jury would have given you more.
Got it.
Right? So you just say in excess.
Leaving the door open.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
The interesting thing here.
$75,000.
What the hospital, their statement to ABC News was, quote, "We intend to vigorously defend in court that care was provided to the patient."
Well, care was provided, just the wrong care.
Jeez.
I'm not laughing.
We cut you open, we removed something, and we sewed you back up, but wasn't what you wanted removed.
Wow.
I mean, we've seen the stories where they go in and, typically when it's an amputation or something, it's pretty clear which one you're supposed to be.
Should be.
Taken care of.
And don't they mark it now?
But they will mark it and triple check and quadruple check and, okay, yeah, it's left leg.
Well,
left leg is marked with the X. She says left leg. We are confirming left leg.
So we had that happen last week ago tomorrow. Maya went in to get her tonsils removed at the age of 20 because it was causing her a lot of pain. And when her mom and I were there, I remember they came back. And I don't remember if Sean had gotten to the hospital at this point or not, but I was back with Maya. I don't think she was there at that point. So it was just Maya and me in this back room, and in walks this nurse, and she said, you know, looks at her wristband, and then says, "Okay, give me your name and your birth date."
Mm-hmm.
And even though she had already looked at her wristband, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Maya goes, "I'm Maya Parks, and my birthday is such and such." And the nurse, the nurse is looking at a sheet of paper, and she goes, "Okay, and why are you here?"
Yeah.
And Maya said, "I'm here to have for a tonsillectomy. I'm having my tonsils removed." And the nurse is looking at the chart, and she goes, "Yep, all right." We're ready to go.
When I did my shoulder surgery a couple months ago, they did all of those things, asked me all those questions, and asked me my surgeon's name.
Really?
Yep. Had me confirm that.
They did none of that with my wisdom teeth removal. They just said, "Count down from 10, and I woke up a few hours later.
Did you try to fight the anesthetic?
What do you mean?
You always try.
Like, because when they give you the laughing gas or the propofol.
Count backwards from.
Like, I know, I've had a number of colonoscopies in my life.
Yeah, you have.
Okay, simmer down.
Every 3 weeks.
No, it's every 4. And I try not to go in the same month. So if I've already been in May, I won't go until it's officially June. So they'll tell you, you know, when they're giving you the propofol, count down from 10. And I always try to see how close to 1 I can get.
They told me I wouldn't get past 6.
Yeah.
And you're right. I did try to fight it. I was like, sure. I got to 7. I got 10, 9, 8.
I've never heard 6.
I don't think I've ever made it past, 3 or 4 numbers.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Bobby Curran for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.